Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Joe Cocker will get you going every day, every time. Welcome back, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. There's only one of me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you being here. Thank you for your business. Thank you for hanging out with me, et cetera, et cetera. Why did I just say all that just then? I'm proving a point here, folks. One of the things that I talk about in my book, The Age of the Customer, is how we're going through a paradigm shift right now. There's no other way to say it. I know that some of you think that the word paradigm is overused, and it might be in some cases, but I will tell you, the market is going through a shift right now, something that hasn't happened in 10,000 years, where your customers are being empowered with information. As a customer, you are being powered with information. And when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted. So my new book, The Age of the Customer, is all about what that's all about. It's explaining what the disruption is, where it's coming from, it's coming, why it's hitting you, and how to deal with it, how to overcome it, how to create Age of the Seller, how to stop doing Age of the Seller practices and start conducting Age of the Customer practices. And that's what the book's all about. But there's a chapter in this book that's all about what has not changed. And that is chapter 26, what hasn't changed. I devoted a whole chapter after spending 25 chapters talking about what is changing and the disruptions happening and why your sales aren't, salespeople may not be selling as much as they used to, while your marketing messages, your marketing strategy working like you. I devote a whole chapter on what has not changed and what will not change. And I just got through telling you one of them, and that's thank you. The most powerful words in the marketplace. Folks, I want you to stop and think for a second. And if you haven't trouble with this, do me a favor. Do this exercise for yourself. Over the next 2 or 3 days, as you spend money in the marketplace, as you go to a restaurant, as you buy something at the mall, as you, whatever you do, when you do business with someone, count how many times people say thank you. Okay, sometimes they won't even look at you, right? They won't even make eye contact with you ever. Even when they greet you, if they greet you, they won't even make eye contact with you. Then you hand them the stuff. They ring it up. You give them your money. They give it back to you. And maybe they say nothing. Maybe they say, have a nice day. Sometimes they say, here you go. I've had that to happen. Maybe they make eye contact. Maybe they don't. But then, incredibly, they hand you your package. You say, what do you say? You know what you say? You say thank you. You actually say thank you to them. What's wrong with that, my friends? And then they say, incredibly, you're welcome. You're welcome? You're welcome for giving me your money? What's wrong with that picture? I don't understand how the marketplace has gotten into. And folks, thank you has not changed. Thank you is still the most powerful words you can use. Train your people. This is my soapbox I've been on a long time. For as long as I've been on the show, as long as I've been doing the show, 16 and a half years, I've been on this soapbox. Get your employees they train your employees. And folks, let me say this. You can't presume that they are, because they're not. Most of them will not. And if you don't train them, and I hate to say this, but the Gen Y, it's not their nature to do that. It's not their nature to say thank you to customers. You can see it out there in the marketplace. It's not their fault. We have to train them. We have to explain to them, we have to be grateful when it comes to our business. We have to let them know that we're grateful for their business. We know they have other options. We know when they call us on the phone, they didn't have to call us. They could have called somebody else. So if they call you on the phone, thank you for calling us. We appreciate that very much. You know what, folks? That resonates with prospective customers. That's a relevance factor. That's what my new book's all about, is relevance. Thank you is a huge relevance factor. Showing gratitude, showing gratefulness for the customer to call you or to come in or to go to your website or whatever it might be. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate your business. We're grateful. However you want to say it, you have to. This has to be your culture. This has to become the culture of your company if you want to differentiate yourself from other people. Long before they do business with you, if you thank them for coming to see you or considering you, that will make a difference to these prospects, and they'll come back. But you have to train your people. You cannot presume that they're doing it. And no problem is a problem. Never say no problem to a customer. I'm off my soapbox now. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.